Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And I have a delightful show for you today. I think that you'll really be at the edge of your chair. I'm hoping for that. And certainly, you know, I always encourage you to write to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com and let me know how much sexier and how much happier you're getting as a result of listening to the show. So let me talk to you about my guest today, and then we'll bring him in immediately. He's a dear friend of mine. We've been friends for, I don't want to tell you how many years. We've known each other a very long time. His name is Alan Mesher, and he's been an energetic healer for 35 years, so I know him longer than that. And he specializes in helping clients overcome sexual abuse, particularly those with sexually based traumatic mind control programming and multiple personality disorder. Alan, this is great. Alan has authored 4 books, and his latest book, The Silent Steps of Grace, is an Amazon #1 international bestseller. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Alan.
Lori, it's a pleasure to be here, and the first question you can't ask me is, how old are you now, Alan?
I don't care, Alan. Age is just a number. People who listen to this show, they know that I'm going to be immortal. I'm going to live forever, so I don't care about your age.
Well, you know, you're going to live forever regardless. That's just the way it is.
Well, I want to stay in this body, though. I don't want to go into any woo-woo places.
Okay, good luck with that one.
Thank you. I'm working on it. Anyway, Alan, so we've known each other for years. We've known each other through the lean years and the in between years, everything Frank Sinatra sings about. And you know, when I first met you, this wasn't your vocation. You were not an energy healer, you were a teacher. And I know a little bit about your story, but I'd like to get a little background. So I know that you met a woman in New Hampshire, and she taught you everything she knew, and you took it from there. So tell us a little bit about her and a little bit how this set you up for the whole rest of your life.
And it did set me up for the whole rest of my life. When I got out of college, I moved to, and after I got done teaching high school for a year, I moved to a little town in New Hampshire. And when I got there and started meeting people, everybody had a story about this particular woman. Her name was Eleanor Moore, and everybody was in awe of her. They all said it's like she has eyes in the back of her head, and she has this unbelievable healing power. And she had been credited with changing so many lives at that point. And at that young stage in my life, I was probably 22 or 23 years old. I said, gee, I really need her. But no one would tell me how to find her. And then one day, a fellow that I knew said to me, I'm going down to Eleanor's tonight for a party. Would you like to come? I said, well, yeah. So we jumped in his car and we drove down to a little town called Jaffrey, New Hampshire. It's around Christmas time, very cold, a lot of snow and ice on the ground, and I went
I just
running
to
up
make
the
that burr sound. Go ahead.
Yeah, burr. And I went running up the stairs of her front porch and knocked on her door, and this little lady with these glowing brown eyes came and opened the door, and she looked at me and she said, "Who are you?" And I told her my name, and she looked at me up and down and said, okay, come on in. And she said to my friend, Dick, take your guitar and go in the living room and play for these people. I want to take this young man into my office and talk to him for a little bit. And I'm going, oh my God, I don't believe my good luck. So she took me into her office and she asked me to give her my hand. So I gave her my hand and she starts looking at my palm. And she starts talking about my life, and she's telling me things no one would know. I mean, she says, when you were 4 years old, you had an accident, you cracked your skull, and you went very far out of your body to a very, very high dimension, and you were given a choice to maintain your life as you're about to lead it or to take on a higher work and help lots and lots and lots of people. And I said to myself, I did. She said, yeah, you did, and that's why you're here. You made that choice. Well, she was very right about what happened to me when I was 4 years old.
I don't remember that, Alan. That's the one thing I don't know.
Yeah. So that happened, and then she took my hand in hers and transferred all this incredible energy into my body. I felt a rush of heat and electricity running up my arm. Then it ran up my spinal column into my head. And then after it hit my head, I heard a big pop in my forehead. And after that pop, all I could see in that room was gold light. And where Eleanor was sitting, there was nothing but gold light. I couldn't even see her. She kept holding my hand. My body got more and more filled with energy. I started becoming very ecstatic. And the next thing I knew, my feet were starting to leave the floor. And I said, what? And I just pulled my hand away. And I said, no more. And she said, you're right behind me. And the work I do, you're going to do, and you will take Father. And I said to myself, no. I can't do any of this. No way. I'm going to go be a lawyer. And she laughed. She said, well, you can go be a lawyer. You have free will. You can do that if you want to. But I can tell you this, it won't make you happy. So I said to myself, I got to get out of here. So I left. I was totally blown out. But I couldn't get it out of my mind, of course. I mean, an experience like that. No. And so 2 weeks later, I knew where she lived now. And I just drove down there and I knocked on her door. And she came to answer the door, and she looked at me and she started laughing and she said, you're slow as shit. Pardon me for saying that, Lori, but that's what she said.
She said,
telepathically, I've been sending to you for 2 weeks. You're so slow. What took you so long? Come on in. So I went into her house and she had all these clients sitting around her kitchen table and she said, take a seat. So I took a seat and she started talking and telling stories. They were parables. I had never heard anything like these stories before. They were quite amazing. And every story pertained to a lesson that someone in that group was undergoing at that particular time. And I'm looking at these faces and some of them are like, they're sort of like squished. And another face or two looked like on one side it was much heavier than on the other side. People had eyes that were sort of beady or not open clearly. And they'd be sitting there and all of a sudden they'd erupt into laughter or they'd burst into tears. And this was going on for the whole time I was there. And I could feel this tremendous, tremendous energy in the room. And then when it was over and they all left, all their faces now were completely different. They were all balanced and open. Squish faces had become normal size. Heavy faces were evenly balanced. Beady eyes were no longer beady eyes that were not open enough or were bright and brilliant. Cheeks were rosy. And they all left. And I said, what the heck just happened? And at that moment, I was hooked, line and sinker. Mm-hmm. I said, I got to explore this. I've got to get into it. And I did. And that's how it started. And I will just go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, that's just it. That's a great, it's a great awakening. I mean, obviously, when she put her hand on yours and you saw golden light filling your face, filling everything, and you had a pop in your head, that's like your third eye popping open.
Yeah, exactly what happened. And then later on, the first healing I ever did was actually on a little dog. My girlfriend and I were living at her grandfather's farm on a side road, a beautiful place in Hancock, New Hampshire. And one afternoon, it's sunny and bright. We're taking care of this little poodle, and it was out playing in the yard, minding its own business. And a neighbor came by with a big St. Bernard. And the St. Bernard attacked the little puppy and bit it in the diaphragm. And all I heard was this yelping and screaming. And I ran out the door and I saw this poor little dog laying on its back with its legs in the air yelping. And I went over and you could hear air coming out of it like a balloon had been pricked. And I said, oh, my God. And I ran it to the vets and the vet looked at it and said, well, his diaphragm has been punctured. There's really nothing I can do. I don't think he'll last through the night, but I'm going to sit up with him. Well, I went home. I was rather discouraged and upset and quite angry about what had happened. And I said, what can I do? And I decided I was going to meditate. And so I went into meditation and I heard a voice speaking in the back of my head. And the voice said, put your hands out straight, your palms about a foot apart. So I did this. And then it said, now call the dog soul to the space between your hands. And I said, how do I do that? And the voice said, just do it. I said, okay, doggy soul, come right here. And I could feel something come between my hands, and all this energy started pouring out of both of my hands, and it just filled that space with this tremendous heat and electricity again. And then after a few minutes of doing that, the voice said, that's enough. Now send the soul back to its owner, and you're done. And I didn't ask, how do I do that? I just said, okay, soul, go back to doggy. And that was that. And I looked at the clock. It was 10 minutes after 10 in the evening. And 9 o'clock comes the next morning. I called the vets and I said, what happened to my dog? Is it dead or alive? The vet said, oh, it's quite alive. I sat up with it last night and right in front of my eyes, that hole sealed up on its own. He said, I've never, ever seen anything like that. It was 10 minutes after 10. I know because I looked at the clock. And I said to myself, Jesus, there's something to this. I don't believe this. And that's how I got started.
Alan, that's just great stuff. Really, really great stuff. And since I know you, it's very believable to me, but I don't know that everyone, you know, I want the people who are listening to like just really get it that there are people who have this kind of skill. Usually it comes from, my theory has always been it usually comes from something that happens much earlier when they had to leave. Their little self had to leave the body for some reason. And I never knew, that was always the missing link for me, the piece about you hitting your head when you were 4 years old. I never knew how you got the gift, but I always know that people with the gift, something happened to them very little and they come with this gift and some of them find out that they have it and some of them never do.
And well, Lori, yeah, go ahead. You can call me a crackhead now because it's true.
Luckily, you met Eleanor when you did in New Hampshire, and she changed the course of your life, because I'm just going to say to people what you've helped me do, and then we'll in the next segment, we'll get right to the things we're talking about, like sexual trauma, et cetera.
Right, right.
You helped me you helped me become a vegetarian. You helped me get off vegetarianism when I was going through menopause. I needed more protein. You've helped me in terms of recommending various tonics and teas and potions that I should take for myself. You've come to my house when I lived in Washington, D.C. and healed hundreds of people who came to see you about one thing or another. You know, there's so many things that you've introduced me to in the course of you finding this path for yourself. You were always on a path of healing, Ellen, even when you before this happened to you. You cared about people. You cared about their health always and the planet. And so this just was a natural next step for you. That's why you didn't resist her, you know, when she gave you the gift, even though it was probably very scary.
Well, it was certainly out of my normal context of reality. That's for sure, you know.
I can imagine. Anyway, yeah. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about these specific things that I said in your bio. I want to talk about clients overcoming sexual abuse and then this thing called sexually based traumatic mind control programming. That's not something I know a lot about. You and I touched on it when we saw each other recently. And also multiple personality disorder, because I see that often in my work. Everything you just said. You know, everything you listed, I see often in my work, but I don't know about that second one, this mind programming. And so let's talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets.
Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R.
We're back, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness. And I'm Laurie Handlers. And today, Alan Mesher is telling us, well, first of all, he told us about how he actually discovered that he had a gift for healing and what happened that made him see that he had it. And he just described his healing of a dog, which is amazing in and of itself. I'm sure that vet never got over it either. probably still thinks about you. So tell us how you work with sexual trauma and this mind programming thing, like a little bit about this. What define these things, if you would, and then let's talk about how you go to work on it.
Okay, before we get into the mind control programming, the sexual trauma that creates it, let's just talk about sexual healing for a moment, because I want to share a couple of cases that are very indicative of some very important things. And
okay.
I think the best way to explain it is just to tell stories, because stories convey a truth and they're very engrossing.
And wait a second, is this part of the technique, though, that like what she used with those people that night at the table?
No, this is just a story.
Okay.
No, this is a story about a client.
Okay, because people listening could get spontaneously healed.
Oh, they could. Yeah, they definitely
That's
could.
What
That's
I mean.
Happened. Okay. Yeah, that's happened many times.
Okay.
And I'll just say this. Oftentimes when people make an appointment with me, the healing starts immediately, because their inner being, their soul, connects to mine, and the energy starts flowing from me to them. And by the time we get to the session, they're really quite ready to release, let go, and do that work and go a lot deeper and get a lot healthier. So in this particular case, I got a call. I was living in Austin, Texas at the time. And this call was from the wife of the CEO of Whole Foods, who had been a client of mine. And she called and said, "Alan, I've just been to the doctor. I've been diagnosed with the onset of cervical cancer. And I want to make an appointment because I know you can heal me." And I said, "I can't promise that, but what I can promise, I'll give you 150% of what I can do." She said, "That's good enough for me, because I know you're going to heal me." I said, "Okay." So she came in at her appointed time and got on my healing table. And I always start by putting one hand under the base of the spine, the other hand on the base of her skull, and let the energy flow out of my hands up and down her central nervous system. For me, it's like taking an x-ray. And for my client, they get very balanced and very peaceful and very relaxed. It all happens in a very short period of time, a minute or two. We have been doing this now for just about that period of time, a minute or two, and all of a sudden her face starts going gray, blue-gray. And she starts shaking her head back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she starts screaming, "I can't see, I can't see, I can't see." And then she starts shivering. She's getting very, very, very cold, and her body is shaking all over. And a minute later, she starts screaming in German. Now, she doesn't know German in this lifetime, but she's screaming in German. And it's Helmut this, and it's Helmut that. And this continues now for about 40 to 45 minutes.
Wow.
And when this process is over, the energy shifts. And during this part of the session, the energy is like this bright, bright fire, red. And it's going in and it's burning and cleaning and bringing up all of this pain and all of this abuse that she is now re-experiencing and reliving. And then the energy now, that part is over, the energy goes brilliant gold. And she gets very, very calm and peaceful. And a minute later, she rises out of her body. Her soul lifts up out of her body. And she's floating in this beautiful golden energy. And then about 15 minutes later, the session is over. And I take my hands out and she comes back down in her body. And a minute later, she opens her eyes and looks at me and says, "Why did you stop? Why did you stop?" I've never felt that calm, that complete, that safe, that blissful. It was the best experience of my life. And I said, "I'm sorry, but session's over. The healing's been accomplished. What we can do today. But you need to tell me about what you are experiencing when you were screaming in German. Do you know German in this lifetime?" She said, "Not a word." Mm. "Not a word." And I said, "Okay, what were you experiencing? What were you seeing?" She said, "I had been married to a German general during World War II. And while he was off killing people and killing Jews, I took Jews into my home and got them out of Germany. And when he came home after the war and told me how much he hated the killing and how much he hated killing all these innocent and defenseless Jews," she said, "I felt so guilty that I felt like I had to tell him what I had done." That's what she did. She told him. And it really triggered him. He went berserk. He beat her up. He ripped out her eyes. He raped her. And he left her to die. And that's how she died. Now, I bring up the story because not only is it powerful and graphic, but it illustrates this important principle, and that is simply that the soul has experiences in many lifetimes. And if those experiences aren't cleared and healed in the lifetime in which they occurred, when the soul reincarnates into another body, all of those blocked energies, all of that trauma also goes into that body. And sooner or later, it's going to come up because it has to be healed and cleared. And sometime a disease like this kind of cancer is a result of sexual trauma and abuse that was actually happened or created in another lifetime of experience. That's a very important point that I have seen over and over and over again. The upshot of this was she went back to the doctor a couple weeks later to get checked out again. No cancer, totally clear.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So that's
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's amazing. So,
yeah.
And this was just really seriously, you didn't actually do anything. You just helped put your hands on the places that you put your hands on, and her relaxation and whatever connection of her soul to your soul made it possible. I'm just trying to explain this.
Well, what happens is it's energetic for sure. It's like the energy that I put into her goes into her at a very deep, profound level. And all of these hidden emotionally repressed blocks that are causing havoc in her body come up. The experiences come up because they need to be released in order for her to overcome the illness. If they're not released, that cervical cancer could quite easily kill her.
In that case, no way.
It didn't. Now, I want to just give you another example of this. This was a fellow came to a workshop I did at the University of Illinois. He was a very mild and sort of weak physical type of, you know, body, not very muscular, but a very kind and sweet guy. South American. He gets on the table for his session. We start putting the energy into him, and before you know it, he goes rigid. His body's rigid. His arms are shaking with fury. He's screaming, and he's yelling, and he's hard to contain and keep on the table because all of a sudden this rage is pouring out of this really mild guy that was very unexpected. The rage comes out, and he's reliving another lifetime, 400 or 500 years ago during the time of the Inquisition. He was a priest, and he was accused of heresy, and he refused to recant because he was not a heretic. And they tortured him, and they racked him, and the way he died is they castrated him, and he died in a pool of his own blood, swearing eternal revenge on the people that had done this to him. So here it is. He comes back into this lifetime in which I meet him. And he's undergoing this experience, and it turns out that 3 years earlier, he had had testicular cancer and lost one testicle in surgery to save his life. Now, do you see the connection between...
Yes, absolutely. Like he had to... In this lifetime, he loses his testicle to save his life, but he... That's how he was tortured in the past one. And so there's a connection, and it's being stored there. The energy of persecution is being stored in his sex area.
Well, because that's where it happened in that other lifetime.
Yes.
It goes right back to the same area of the body.
Yes.
If I had got him 3 years earlier, could I have saved him and saved his testicle? It's very likely,
probably.
But I can't, you know, I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I have a really close friend who lost a testicle to testicular cancer. He works very closely with me. Been on my show a number of times, and I work with him consciously, and I wonder if there's some stuff still there.
The point of fact, the way I would answer that is absolutely, because there's stuff in all of us that needs to come out. That's one of the reasons we're all here in this lifetime, is to work through these issues and get our soul healed and powerful and strong and filled with light, and so that we are also connected mind and soul. Most people are not. They don't have that kind of integration. It's very rare.
Right.
But that's what we're here to get.
Right, right, right. Well, and then I would take it a step further, which we talked about earlier, to the body. Like, once all that's clear, I don't see any reason why anybody has to leave. Just saying.
Okay.
And science is making it such that soon we won't have to. So that'll be interesting. So this is amazing stuff, Alan, in terms of what you're clearing, the sexual trauma. I want to touch briefly before we go to break on multiple personality disorder, because I've had lots of experience with that also. And I'm just going to tell you when these things come up. In my courses, when I do the emotional release segment, there's some specific exercises that I have people do where they actually, they build a sexual energy charge in their body, and then they have to kind of hit the floor. They're laying on their backs and they're making sound and they're sort of banging on the floor or punching the floor, if you will. And it's just exactly then when other personalities take over that don't want to do that release work, or entities take over that don't want the person to be free. You know, they called in something to protect them or whatever. And so all of a sudden they start doing something different than the directions I've just given them. Or some other voice comes out of them. So I've had a lot of experience with this. And sometimes they do get clear and sometimes they don't. They only get clear for a little while. So what is it you might do about that?
Oh, boy. You're opening now a topic that we could talk on for literally hours and days.
All right. Wait a minute then. So maybe we should take a break and then come back.
Yes, I would think so.
Okay. Because I still don't want to forget about the programming thing like that we mentioned also. And I know
That's all connected.
Okay, great. All right. So we'll take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about multiple personalities and this mind programming that has to do with sexual control of people as well. And I don't know about you all who are listening, but I'm fascinated by this stuff. Maybe because I work with it on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, I see the effects of things that have happened to people. And sometimes I'm effective at being able to rid them and rid their bodies of it. And then sometimes I need bigger guns. And, you know, Alan would be just such a person. So when we come back, that's what we're going to be talking about. Please stay tuned.
Sexual healing, baby. It's good.
As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with the Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com, that's Sibian.com, or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Laurie Handler has told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, She creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. When?
October 14th to the 21st, 2017.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. Once again, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, and today I'm interviewing my dear friend Alan Mesher, and soon you're going to find out how you can get in touch with him, because if you've heard anything so far on the show that connects with you, there's a possibility that you could, you know, make an appointment with him. We'll find out about all that, too, and how you can get his books, etc. But first, let's find out about this topic that I'm at the edge of my chair about. So, Alan, tell us a little bit about this multiple personalities and this programming.
Okay, multiple personality disorder comes from one source, basically, and one source only. And that is repeated, intentional sexual trauma of very young children. That's where it gets created. It is done intentionally. And it is done to literally break their minds, to have them disassociate from the pain and go somewhere else. Now, you all know the song Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz, right? Yeah. Over the Rainbow refers to this period of dissociation where your mind leaves your body, it disconnects, and it literally goes over the rainbow into some place where you're not attached to your body and you're not feeling what's going on to your body. And when that disassociation begins to happen, the mind cracks and it begins to create a series of chambers which can then be altered. I mean, they can then be programmed with alter personalities. All these chambers can have alter personalities that have different functions, different names, different personalities,
different voices.
And the people that do this programming have a code for each one of these alters that they use to bring it forward. And the person who has been subjected to this kind of programming often has no conscious memory of it whatsoever. It's buried very, very deep in the psyche. The core personality is buried very deep in the psyche. So when one of these alter personalities comes forward, the core personality goes way into the background and has no awareness of what is going on when the alter takes control of the physical body.
You know, and I just want to say something here. This happened during the slave era in the United States too, when slaves were tortured by their slave owners or by people who brought them to market. They had something called fly away, which is the same thing you're talking about over the rainbow.
Same thing.
Same exact thing. It was to break their whole spirit. It's like breaking a horse, but worse.
Yeah. Well, this whole traumatic programming thing has been created and done by covert agencies within our government for very specific purposes. It involves really literally millions of people, 85% of all people that are subject to dissociative identity disorder, which is what multiple personality disorder is now called, are women, 15% are men. Most of them have been programmed to be some form of sexual slaves. Because of it, they have sexual alters and they are used sexually. And I've dealt, the reason I know this, I've dealt with many, many cases of this. I was never looking for it, but it came into my life unexpectedly and the doors just keep getting wider and wider. I have a number of these people right now that I'm treating and dealing with, and getting everything unraveled and getting them to integrate is a real challenge. Many of them also are connected to demonic entities. Demonic entities are actually put into their energy field, into their mind to control them, to keep them down, or to come out at certain points and times and perform certain, I wouldn't want to say rituals, but certain activities, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very huge problem, and it's very common, much more common than people realize. And many people walking around with this problem don't even know it. They don't know that they've been programmed. They're totally unaware of it.
One of my students, who also has been on the show, has... one day we were just having a drink, and I said, did you know that you have five personalities? And she said, yes. And I said, and you know I only deal with your main core personality when I deal with you. And she said, yes, I do. And she said, one of the reasons I'm able to stay so stabilized in that core personality is because of you. Now, I was advised by a psychiatrist to do that because I didn't know what to do at some point. Just saying. I mean, it's really interesting. So sometimes people are aware that they have them, and sometimes they're not. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing, yeah. Alan. So these people, they find their way to you.
Yeah, and a lot of them have also been the victims of what they call SRI, satanic ritual abuse. When it first started, I had all these women coming to me telling me horrific stories about how they were forced, generally by their parents, into these specific satanic rituals where children were tortured or murdered. And some of these poor kids had to participate in these murders of other children. And I'm thinking, no, this can't be true. This is just too crazy. But I started doing an awful lot of research into this, a lot of reading, talking to some other people I know that have dealt with the issue as well. And so I got very grounded in knowing it. I had one client in Virginia who worked in the government in Washington. She was a secretary to one of the cabinet secretaries. She had a very big job. She was a Mormon from Utah, and her family was very successful. Her father was a very successful businessman, but, you know, according to this girl's story, as a young child, she was part of this whole cult thing, this satanic cult thing, and she had to witness everything that I just mentioned, from torture and murder and participation. And she was a multiple personality, and she knew it. And she'd come to me weekly, and she said, the only reason I'm still alive is because I'm working with you. And she told me the story of a friend of hers that had been also a multiple personality, that also been a victim of satanic ritual abuse, this time in Tennessee in a Baptist church. And this girl had gotten a very large job with one of the major aerospace companies. She was an executive in Washington, and she started having visions about what had happened to her. And she, now this is a very key point. All of these people that have been programmed also have a suicide altar, that if they get too close to the truth, that suicide altar will kick in. And that's exactly what happened with this girl. I mean, she was remembering all this stuff, putting it all together, and then the suicide altar kicked in, and she'd find herself almost under hypnotic effect walking into the beltway, across the beltway at rush hour traffic, trying to get herself killed. And there were repeated incidents of this sort of thing. And finally, she was put in a clinic for this kind of abuse. I don't know what happened to her. But this is not uncommon.
Well,
not uncommon.
So I'm hoping that if anybody is ringing true with this, who's listening to this show, that somehow they'll seek help. It sounds terrible, but in another time in my life, I probably go, "Oh, Alan, how could this be?" But given that I now deal with so many people in terms of their sexuality, I'm not at all surprised at what you're saying, because more people have this kind of trauma than I ever imagined in my life, both men and women. I mean, in some countries, like, for example, when I teach in Ireland and I ask people to raise their hands, I say, "How many of you have been sexually abused in your life?" Every hand goes up.
Yeah, I believe it. Because in places like Ireland, the culture is so repressed. There's so much repressed anger, so much repressed sexuality.
Right.
And, you know, one of the ways to deal with it is like the alcohol.
Yeah. So I see it. You know, people want to come to learn about pleasure and having pleasure in their bodies. And all this kind of stuff is blocking all that. It's blocking their life from moving forward. It's blocking so much stuff. Not to mention the unhappy relationships that they're having. How can, if they don't even know about this, you know, how can they find some peace? So
they can't.
It's good that you're bringing this up. Now, Alan, how do people get in touch with you, and how are you likely to work with them if they did get in touch with you? Like, would you?
Well, Lori, what I do is with my clients can be anywhere in the world. I have clients now in India, clients out in California, clients in Russia, Europe. It doesn't matter, because I do it all over the telephone.
Got it. Okay.
And it's very powerful. You can transmit great globs of energy over the phone. And for me, psychically, I see better over the phone if I'm not seeing you physically.
Right.
It allows psychic sight to be better. And the things we do over the phone have been remarkable, absolutely remarkable. So I can work on anyone, anywhere. It doesn't matter. You don't have to travel to see me. You don't have to incur those costs. And I don't want people to come to see me in person anyway, even if you live 2 miles away. Why? Because when you get off my table, you're going to be a little discombobulated from all that energy and whatever it is that you've released or are dealing with. And the last thing I want you to do when you're feeling that way is get in a car and have to drive somewhere.
Right.
So better to be home, laying in your own bed, taking a nap, taking a shower, eating some food, and getting yourself regrounded before you take on the world again.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get in touch with me through my website, alanmesher.com. You spell it A-L-A-N-M-E-S-H-E-R. You'll see you can it's a contact form. I'll get your emails. I'll respond very quickly. There's a phone number. I'd prefer that people would do the email thing. It's actually much more effective. And all my books and stuff are on the website as well. So it's all there.
Wonderful, Alan. Really wonderful. So if anybody is listening today and you just feel something, you might not even know. Like when Alan was saying, you know, sometimes different personalities don't even know about each other. You may not even know what's going on with you, but something in you just clicked, you know, or something went clunk, like you went, oh, You had this feeling and an intuition kind of a thing. In listening to the show today, it would be a really good idea for you to get in touch with Alan. Like, no kidding. So, Alan, I want to thank you so much for coming to the show. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so thankful for the work that you do on the planet.
Well, thank you, Lori, and I would say ditto and right back at you. You know, at some point we should talk about toxic shame and addiction, because they're very important things that go right, that feed right into this. And
hold
I just
on
want
one
to make,
second, though. Something's going on, like your voice is crackling.
Oh, that happens with this.
Yeah, hold on a minute. So I have to take that part out. But we can do that at another time. We can talk about that. Look and see if you're crackling now.
Okay, is it better?
Yeah.
Okay, that can happen with the Skype thing. All of a sudden, at a certain point in time, it does that. But toxic shame, and also, you know, people that have mind that have dissociative identity disorder that have been programmed. Also, they've been programmed to be somewhat insensitive to sex, so they don't really get a lot of pleasure out of it.
Right.
They perform, and a lot of them are programmed to be bisexual, to perform with either men or women. And, you know, there's a whole thing behind this, how the government uses these people. They're all in the porn industry. You know, you think about all this stuff that so many of these women do in porn. It's because they're programmed.
Mm.
They're programmed. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I only have met one porn star in my whole life, so I can't really speak to that. yeah, I don't know. But I do know that people, I've met people who do things and don't know why they do them. I've met people, you know, just regular people who do things and don't know why they do it, and feel driven actually to do certain things. So
yeah.
I'm not doubting anything that you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna have to sign off here. So I really want to thank you and thank you for doing what you do on the planet, and thank you for loving what I do on the planet. It's great to have you, really great to have you as a friend, and great to have you as for an appearance on the show. So
thank you.
Go ahead.
No, I just want to say thank you, Lori. It's been a real pleasure to be with you again. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks so much. And everybody, tune in next time when I will have a guest who is talking about the Enneagram. And perhaps you've heard of the Enneagram, and maybe you haven't. It's a way to, it's kind of a fluid in motion way to discover some things about your personality, or some ways that you might be stuck, or ways that you flourish in, or what have you. And it's an ever-evolving piece. It's not a static piece, and she's an expert in it, so she'll be on the show. So tune in then. And thanks so much for listening. This is Lori Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh, no.